This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and today we're going to talk about eyes, glaucoma, and eye health. And joining me is Dr. David Ramirez, who is an ophthalmologist at Northwestern Medicine. And of course, we all know that proper function and healthy eyes is very, very important because it helps us to see the world and just basically to help us function with our tasks with everyday life. And I'm very eager to get into the discussion and to see what information I can learn about eye health and glaucoma. And now a big welcome to Dr. David Ramirez, ophthalmologist at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Ramirez, I'm very honored to have you join me today.
Hey, Beyonce. Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Thank you again. And we're going to talk about glaucoma. About 3 million Americans have glaucoma. That is a very high number. Can you give us an overview of what this disease is?
Yeah, definitely. So first, to understand glaucoma, I'll just briefly talk about what the eye is and what structures there are. So if you think about the eye as like a camera, kind of records the world around you, it sends the information to your brain through a cable called the optic nerve. Mm-hmm. And the optic nerve is super important for vision. And so any kind of damage to the optic nerve can affect your vision. And that's what glaucoma is at its core, is a disease of the optic nerve, where the optic nerve becomes damaged, and that can lead to vision loss or blindness.
Okay.
Sometimes people think of high pressure as causing glaucoma, mm-hmm. and that's something that definitely can worsen glaucoma, and a lot of the treatment is around that. But you can still have normal eye pressure and have glaucoma. It's really about all about the optic nerve.
So what are some of the symptoms of glaucoma? I mean, do you get double vision? Do you get blurry eyesight, watery eyes? And why is early detection so important? You know, outside of the obvious reasons of perhaps vision loss, what are some other reasons why it's so important?
That's a great question. So glaucoma, in cases with really high pressure, some people notice headaches, eye pain, blurry vision. Sometimes you can have eye watering. But the most common symptom is actually no symptoms at all, which is why detection and, like you said, early detection is super important. Mm-hmm. So if you're concerned that you have glaucoma, if you have members of your family who have glaucoma, then seeing an eye doctor like me, an ophthalmologist at Northwestern Medicine or any ophthalmologist in your area can be really helpful in being screened. And early detection is super important because we may be able to slow or prevent vision loss if treatment is started early. And again, you know, some people with glaucoma don't have any symptoms, but that doesn't mean there isn't any damage happening. And so that's why early detection, seeing your ophthalmologist, is really important.
This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I'm joined by Dr. David Ramirez, who's an ophthalmologist at Northwestern Medicine. And today we're discussing glaucoma. Dr. Ramirez, how is glaucoma diagnosed?
Yes, thank you. Glaucoma is diagnosed by seeing your ophthalmologist and having a screening exam. So usually what happens is you get your vision checked. They'll check the pressure in the eye itself. They can dilate your eyes, meaning giving eye drops to make your pupils really big, and look in the back of the eye to check the optic nerve. And then sometimes we'll take pictures of the back of the eye to check for any damage to the optic nerve related to glaucoma.
And what steps can someone take to prevent or manage glaucoma when it's in its early stages? I know you mentioned that, you know, it has really no symptoms in some cases, but what can people do to manage that?
Yeah. Great. So treatment is really aimed at lowering the pressure in the eye. So if you have a diagnosis of glaucoma, or there's some concern that you may be developing glaucoma, the most straightforward way to treat this is with prescription eye drops. And these have medicines that can lower the eye pressure. Another treatment that we can use sometimes early on is a laser procedure, and then in more advanced stages or with really severe vision loss, your doctor may recommend surgery. But the goal of any treatment is to prevent more damage to the optic nerve and therefore to slow or prevent vision loss.
Wow, excellent information. Thank you so much, Dr. David Ramirez, ophthalmologist at Northwestern Medicine. And this is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox. Thanks again, Dr. Ramirez.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.